Elishu, Chelek Beis, Daf Tzadi Gimel. This is the fourth chapter, Birkas Tira. Omadnu adkoi al kama b'chinoz shel Tira. We've examined thus far a number of aspects of the Torah. He mekarevis esenu le'olam hayedidus. It draws a near to the world of friendship, of belovedness. We quoted that famous midrash about Yodid, that we build the Beis HaMikdash. That was on Pei Gimel, if one wants to look at it, about 10 pages back on Daf Pei Gimel. We quoted the Gemara Menachos Nud Gimel about the Oilam HaYedidus. Shugam Oilam Barur, we spoke about the fact that the Torah draws us nearer to a world of clarity. Ad Shakelal Yisrael Nikra Al Yadah Bara Kechama, to the point where a Klal Yisrael is referred to as clear as sunlight. Eish Das, we spoke about this, the fiery law, Be'etzem HaMitzvah Ganuz Noyam HaHilyoin. That was the reference to the white fire. In the core of the mitzvah, there's a supreme pleasantness. But Tzuras HaMitzvah Hireshima Mevo Eres Vuva. The Tzura of the mitzvah, that was the black fire, is a writing which is clear, unambiguous. It's a combination, the black fire and the white fire, which in our days is represented by the ink upon the parchment, is a combination of Tiras Chesed and Tiras Emes together. The fundamental idea behind these aspects of the Torah is Hatirai Oilam Barur, that the Torah is a world of clarity. We've said this before. All concepts of Torah and mitzvot, the whole concept of it is to clarify, to select and to discern the good from the evil, to separate them. And this applies to every situation, every action, every phenomenon in the world. This is not but the event after the fact, it's not that after we find ourselves, you know, in this world with this evil, so we need to clarify it. No. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it right from the outset. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, with this reality in mind and this process of clarification. We want to ask one more question. What is the purpose, the end goal of all of this? In the previous chapter, we looked at the sugya of Birkas HaTorah in Nedorim. The fact that the land was destroyed because it did not make a bracha on the Torah when they studied. We're going to look at the words of the Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, on the sugya, Hameiris Kavanas HaTorah Be'or Nifla. His words illuminate the meaning of this with a wonderful light. HaTor Be'or Chayim Siman Mem Zayin Kosav. So the Tor there writes, Birkas HaTorah Me'od Tzarich Lizeir Bah Kid Isa Bindorim. When it comes to Birkas HaTorah, one should be very careful with it, as this Gemara in Nedorim says on Daf Pei Aleph, the one we learned in the previous chapter. And he cites the entire Gemara there that we saw. So the Bach comments as follows. Ve'ika litmoya tuva. This is astonishing. Why did such a terrible punishment issue from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Such desolation. The land is laid waste, destroyed. Al shaloi berchu b'torah tchila. For the negligence in that they did not make a bracha on the study of Torah. It doesn't seem like such a terrible thing. Says the Bach, it seems that Hashem's intention right from the outset was we should be involved in the Torah. These are the key words. So that our neshama should grow strong through being intertwined with the source of the Torah, being HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ve'lachen noisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toras Emes Yisrael b'matana, shelo tishtakach meitanu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael b'matana, so that we shouldn't forget it. שתזדבק נשמסינו בגופנו, רמח איברים ושסה גידים, so that our neshama in our goof, all of us, the entirety of the person, רמח איברים, שסה גידים, the neshama, everything should become fused ברמח מצווה יססה ושסה מצווה יסלו יססה שבתורה. Should become fused and bound up together with the mitzvah of the Torah. That's the Bach. Says the author, Mekoyer Muitza Torah. The Bach said that our neshama should become intertwined with the source of the Torah. Haloi ze atzmus izborach. Talking about HaKadosh Baruch himself. Vetzarich lo das, we need to know, kima shabru chazal, what chazal say, it's a midrash in Bereshis Rabba at the beginning, he bit batira uvara isa ilam, that HaKadosh Baruch looked into the Torah and created the world. Lo inemar rak al ilam hazeh. It's not a reference only to ilam hazeh, la gam al ilam is ha'elyoinim. It means also the upper worlds, the supreme worlds, those were also constructed, so to speak, on the basis of the Torah. V'loi rak alehem ela al ha'tnua rishona shel hishavus. The very first coming into being of anything, kva hibit b'torah kivyachol, that was preceded, so to speak, by Hashem looking into the Torah. Mamash kashe'ala b'rtzono ha'pashut livro ha'ilamois v'le'atzil ha'netzalim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, so to speak, to create the worlds, he beat Batera. It's all based on coming from the Torah. V'kosav Ramchal, she'atirai me'ein ha'metzius ha'amiti shel Yisborach. The Ramchal writes that the Torah is, it's something like Hashem's real existence, his real being. It's the closest we can get to that. V'yakar v'ma'ala me'ein amitas ma'ala soy. The Torah is of a level which is similar. It's something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's level. It's what the Master shares with the ones he created. This is in Derech Hashem. To summarize, through involvement in the Torah, a person can unify and fuse into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha. Lis'atzeim comes from etzem, the core, the essence. When the Bach says that, כלומר שהתורה תהפך למהות שלנו. The objective is that the Torah should become our essence. ממש שנהיה ספר תורה חי ושס חי. Literally, that we should become the embodiment of the Sefer Torah, the embodiment of the Shas, the living form of the Torah. ונוסן הקדוש ברוך הוא התורה במתנה שלא תשתכח מאיתנו. That is what the Bach said there, that הקדוש ברוך הוא gave the Torah as a gift, so that we shouldn't forget it. Habach meramez baze lehadin darim lamedches. The Bachi is hinting to what the Gemara says in Nedarim daf lamedches. Batechilaya Moshe lomed the Torah umeshakecha. Initially, Moshe learned it and forgot. He learned and forgot. Ad shenitena loy bematana. Until it was given to him bematana. Now, interestingly, the author here quotes the Gemara, which is a source. Rashi says this. Rashi quotes this Gemara in his explanation in Parshas Kisisa. When Hashem teaches Moshe, the Torah, there Rashi comments and quotes this Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu used to forget until it is given to him b'matana. Umva'er admoir inyan matana. So Rabbi Yerucham explained this concept. What does it mean when Chazal said that it is given as a gift? It means she'atorah nitena le'Moshe Rabbeinu b'teva. It is given to him as his nature. That's what it means b'matana. Ayin das chokhma u'musa. You can see it there in the source. Harei Torah Kedusha nitena lanu liyos hateva v'amahus shelanu. It is given to us to become our nature, to become our essence. Shekol ratzin, kol machshava, kol tinao, v'chol pola shelanu tiye Torah. So that every will that comes up within us, every thought, every gesture, every action, should be Torah. Automatically, should be part of us, naturally. Not just that the neshama should become in its essence part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the source of the Torah, אלא גם הגוף. לכל עבר שלנו יש מצווה, לכל גיד לא יסעשה. Every limb, there's a necessity of mitzvah, every gid, prohibition, as we know. לכל הרגשה והרגשה נוסן הקדוש ברוך הוא תראה מה לעשות ומה לא לעשות. This is the Yalkut. The Midrash says, for every feeling, for every sensation that one has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, what to do, what not to do, every situation. Im HaTorah nihyeh yisteva etzlenu, if the Torah does become our nature, gam ha-mitzvois tehafachna le-ma'usam shel ha'ivarim. So the mitzvois also become the essence of one's body. Katsiyush Amar David HaMelech al Hashem. This is a famous statement about David HaMelech in the Midrash. It's a posuk in Tehillim, Choshavti Derochai Ve'oshiva Roglai El Edei Secho. This is the posuk, and the Midrash comments, Amar David Ribono Shel Olam, Bechol Yom Vayom Hayisi Mechashev Ve'omer Lemakoyim Ploni Ulevez Dira Ploni Seni Olech. I had intentions, I was going to go this way, and I was going to go to that particular place. Vayu Raglaim Ve'ois Isi Levatei Knesios Ulevatei Nidrashis. But my legs led me elsewhere. Regardless of where I wanted to go, my legs led me to Batei Knesios. Raglav Heviu Me'atzmam Leveis HaKnesios Ulevez HaMidrash. His legs were like that. Their nature was Torah already. Memele, they walked him to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMidrash. Shalicha limkom kedusha nihisa lemausan. Walking to a place of kedusha became the essence of David HaMelech's legs. Zeu mipilyos Torah kedusha shechalak mechokhmaso liri'ov. That's one of the wonders of the Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the bracha we make, right? Shechalak mechokhmaso liri'ov, when a person sees a Tamil Chacham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared his wisdom with his yireim. It's a plea of the Torah that Chokhmah Elokis Choyderes Lesoch Evarei Haguf V'Chol Tmeosem, that this divine wisdom penetrates, it seeps into the body and its gestures and motions, U'miskadesh Haguf B'Kedusha Elyona, and then the body becomes sanctified through that. Zeu Soida Mitzvois. This is really the deep idea about Mitzvois. Ve'en Zechas V'Chalela Melitza Be'Alma. This is not, heaven forbid, this is not just a figure of speech. It's not just a nice turn of phrase. She'ishnan ramach mitzvahs aseh keneged ramach evareinu, v'shasa mitzvahs lo aseh keneged shasa gidenu. That there are 248 mitzvahs aseh corresponding to the limbs and 365 prohibitions corresponding to the gidim. There's no stam kacha that we say it. Hakol mut'am le'etzem ha'us adam ben yishma sav gufoy. It's designed that way lechatchila. It's like we said before, a key in a lock. It was built right at the outset with this in mind, that the mitzvahs aseh, the mitzvahs lo aseh aseh, fit precisely the creation of the human being, both his neshama and his guf, lis'ached itanu betachlis, so that we can become one with the mitzvahs. Habach mamshech, the Bach there continues. Ve'im hayu oiskim b'Torah al kavanah hazeisna. If they had involved themselves in Torah with this in mind, with this idea, if that was their intention, hayu heima merkava ve'ichal ishchenu seiz barach. They, the Jewish people, would be the chariot, the building, the palace of Hashem's presence. Vayisa shchina mamash bekirbam. The divine presence would be literally among them. Ki heichal Hashem hema. They would be the heichal. They would be the hall, the palace of Hashem. Uv kirbam mamash hayisa shchina kovas dirasa. The shchina would designate its dwelling place among them. Ve'aretz kula hayisa mira mikvudo. Then the land would shine from Hashem's presence. Through that there would be this unity, unification of the upper entourage with the lower entourage, vaya mishkan echad. That's a pasuk, of course, in the Torah. It's one. It would all be one. The upper world and the lower world would be united. Says the author, hakavana be'esek b'Torah tzicha liyois. The intention when one is learning Torah, involved in Torah, must be that the Shechina should designate its abode among us. We should be the chariot and the palace of the Shechina. Chazal put it as follows: Ikar Shechina b'tachtonim ha'isa. The essence of the most intense part of the Shechina was b'tachtonim, in these lower worlds. Amru Chazal, mitam hakamus etzloi, for some hidden reason that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashos Ikash Kenasoi Davka Be'olam Gashmizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, that the essence of his presence should be Davka in this physical, material world. Az, Lifnei Chet Adam HaRishon, when that was so, before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, Hayesah HaShgachasoi V'Nagasiz Baruch Gluya Le'in Koil. So his interaction with this world was completely open. V'chen Yeh Le'osid, that will be so in the future as well, Sheneimar, the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki ayin be'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Eye to eye, they will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's here, when he returns. Ve'amru Chazal Sham, Chazal carry on, it's a famous midrash as well. Kivan shechata Adam HaRishon histalka Shechina l'Rekia HaRishon. Once Adam HaRishon sinned, there was less of the Shechina. Chazal put it in these terms, that the Shechina removed itself from here and went to the first heavens. Chata Cain, when Cain killed his brother, Nistakala Rikyashini, the Shekhinah moved even beyond. It is less obvious now, less of an intimate interaction with this world, less obvious presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doir Enoish LaShelishi, that generation, the Shekhinah went to the third heavens. Doir HaMabul LaRevi'i, went even further away. Doir HaPelaga LaChamishi, the dispersion, so the Shekhinah is even further. Sedoimiyim LaShishi, when the Sedoim flourished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was removed even further. Umitzrayim B'mei Avraham LaShivi'i, with the Mitzrim, in the days of Aram, it was the most distant. Uch kenegdan amdu shivat tzadikim. And then there were seven tzadikim who brought the Shekhinah down. Omad Avraham hiridah lashishi. Avraham managed to bring down the Shekhinah from the seventh to the sixth heaven. Omad Yitzchak hiridah mishishi lachamishi. Yitzchak brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu even closer. Omad Yaakov hiridah mehei ledaled. He brought it from the fifth to the fourth. Omad Levi hiridah midaled gimel. Levi, son of Yaakov, brought it down to the third heavens. Omad Kehas, the son of Levi, Kehas, brought it down. Omad Amram, that's the father of Moshe. Omad Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu managed to pull the Shekhinah down, mamash, into our world. Kol ha-tzadikim ho'ele asku b'radas ha-shekhinah lechan. That's what they were involved in. That's the life project, is to bring the Shekhinah into this world. Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, hirida lemata. He managed to bring it right down into this world. Says the Pasuk, Ve'ishto Yehudiya Yalada es Yered. That's the Pasuk. His wife, Yehudiya, gave birth to Yered. Chazal Darshan as follows. Ve'ishto Yehudiya ze Yocheved, referring to Amram, his wife Yocheved, She'emida Yehudim Balim. She's called in that Pasuk, she's called Yehudiya because she brought real Yehudim into the world. Yalada es Yered, she gave birth to Yered, ze Moshe. It's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Chanina ben Bar Papa, Omar Yered, she'irides ha-Torah milemala lemata. Why is it called Yered in that Pasuk? Yarad, yeah, to bring down the Torah from below to above. Sorry, from above to below. Davar achay, another pshat, Yered, she'irides ha-Shekhinah milemala lemata. He managed to bring the divine presence down. Eilun shtei pu'ulosav shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. That's the supreme achievement of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerides ha-Torah v'yerides ha-Shekhinah. He brought down the Torah into this world. He brought the Shekhinah together with it. B'matan Torah yigi ha-klal yisrael ha-matzavoy shel Adam ha-rishon lifnei ha-chet. So in Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael reaches the same level as Adam ha-rishon before the chet. Matzav shel ikar Shekhinah b'tachtonim. With the essence of the Shekhinah, its most intensely felt presence is here in this world. Uchmoy she'el ha-silavoy, as will be in the future. Kshechazal amru ki v'olam haba ein achila u'shesiyah. Ela tzadikim yoshvin atreisehen beroshen v'neinim mizev ha-shekhinah. Famous statement of, I think it was Rav. Rav says this in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin, that in olam haba there's no eating or drinking. The tzadikim sit and they have the crowns and they experience the light of the Shekhinah. So when Chazal said that mevi'im ra'aya mimatan tira, now that statement olam haba is talking about olam haba, and the raya comes from matan tira, just to show us that this is how it was in matan tira, and that's how it will be. The raya is from matan tira. Shenema sham vayechezu es eloikim vayechelu vayishtu. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they ate and drank. Hen atziur shelanu mikra shenema tachtonim. So for us, the imagery that Chazal used to describe what it means, Ikar Shekhinah Matachtonim, Hu Ma'amad Har Sinai. It's when the Torah was given to us, and that's how it will be in Olam Haba. Now, V'chasher Moshe Rabbeinu Yored Es HaTorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down, Haya Muchach Leorid Gam Es HaShekhinah. It goes hand in hand. It's not two separate things. He had to, so to speak, coax the divine presence down. Ki Ein Lafrid Benhen. One cannot separate them. This is a theme that we dealt with in the previous chapter, that one can be an accomplished Torah scholar without following up, without following that and changing oneself. And this is a similar idea. One can't separate the divine presence from the Torah. Now here's again another famous midrash. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mochati lachem terasi, ki v'yachoyl nimkarti imah. It's really hard to translate. I gave you the Torah and I'm part of the package. It's a package deal. Mashal lemelech sha'isa lo ibas yechida. We described it. We describe it as a situation where a king has a beloved one daughter. Bo echad min ha-melechim untala. And then his daughter is married off. The groom wants to go back to his own country and to take his new wife. So the father says, this is my only daughter. I can't separate from her. I can't tell you, don't take her. She's your wife. You married her, you can't. So this is the solution. Do this for me. Shekol makom shata ilech, take your wife, my daughter, with you. Everywhere you go, anywhere you go, kitoin echad ta'aseli shadu etzlechem. Make me a little room that I can live with you. She'en yachol aniach es biti. I can't leave my daughter. I'll come with you wherever you settle. Just build me a little room, I'll be there. That's the mashal. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, nosati lochem es ha'tira. I gave you the Torah. Lifresh mimena eini yachol. I can't separate. You can't take the Torah without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yimar lechem al titlu eini yachol. I can't tell you, don't take it. I've already given it to you. So what's the solution? Ela bechol makom shetem olchim, bayis echad asu li shadu b'sechoy. Wherever you go, build me a home. Sheneimar ve'osu li mikdash. The famous pasuk. Hu asher meva'er habach. That's what the Bach was explaining. Ke tachlis shelimud Torah kedoshei yesh'ah shechina. The purpose, the goal of learning Torah is not just to attain a certain technical expertise in Gemara. That's a very limited view, and that's what we saw was the Gemara in Nedarim, where they learned without making the bracha. And the Gemara explained, without making a bracha means without this intention of Hashiras HaShechina. They just learned it, and so to speak, left HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it. This that one has to have in mind when approaching the learning of the Torah. The process goes as follows. The intention in involvement in Torah is again to become fused with it to the point where the person becomes the embodiment of the Sefer Torah, the embodiment of the Shas. What he says, what he speaks, what he does is what the Torah wants, what the Torah is. Through that, he as a person becomes already a chariot and a home for the Shechina. When the entire nation learns Torah in this way, the Shechina then shines from the Lomdei Torah to the land. Then the land itself shines from Hashem's presence. It becomes then apparent. You can see the light of the Shechina itself. Habach Mos, if the Bach added, ki belimud al hakavana hazeis yekishur lefamalia shel malo im hapamalia shel mata. He says that when we learn in this way, we join the entourage above with the entourage below. The Bach was alluding to a statement of Rabbi Alexandri in Sanhedrin of Tzadites, Kol ha'isek b'tura lishma meisim shalem b'famila shel mala v'shel mata. A person who learns Torah lishma brings peace to the upper world and the lower world, shenemar o yechazek b'ma'uzi yaseh shalom li, shalom yaseh li. That pasuk. Pamalia shel mala yashgacha ilina, says the author. When you speak about the entourage above, it means the hashgacha, the involvement of Shamayim here. Hapamalia shelemato wa'adam im kol kochos nefesho v'gufoy. The lower entourage means human beings with the entirety, the whole galaxy of forces, both physical and psychological and spiritual. Ha'adam nimtza b'milchamat midis im yitzro hara. So the individual is constantly in a state of war. Ulo masay gam hapamalia shelemato nimtza b'milchamat midis im asitra acha. The forces above are also engaged in a constant war with certain negative forces. Ka'asher adam lomed Torah b'chavana zeh. So when we learn with this intention that we've been describing, liyos merkava v'yichal ha'shechina, to be a chariot and a hall, a palace, and a dwelling place for the Shechina, hu miskadesh begufo v'nafshei, the person purifies and sanctifies his body and his soul, ad shegam yitzroi hara nepach letoiv, to the point where the yetzara also serves positive ends, mistayemes milchamto im yetzera, the war that he was waging, ends, v'nasa shalom b'famalia shel mata, and then there's peace here, within himself. V'chasher ra misbatel ba'adam, when evil is negated or minimized within the individual, gam ha'ashkacha elyona ein hatzricha od lilachem im koch hasara, then the forces above also no longer need to wage war with the forces of evil there. V'nasa shalom befamalia shel mala. Then there's peace above. V'chol iska larik bracha ad belidai. Then what the Hashgacha is busy with is to just pour blessing ad belidai without end. Habach mamshich, the Bach continues. Aval ata she'avru chokze, when they didn't do this, she'loi asku b'tira, ki'im l'tzorich hadavarim agashmim le'anasam. Remember we said they were involved in Torah. That's why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im couldn't say why the land was destroyed. They were involved in Torah, but for their own benefit. Le'ida ha'dinim l'tzorich masal matam. They needed to know the laws in order to do business. To do business efficiently, they have to be regulated markets, etc., all the laws. So they wanted to know the laws. Gamlis Gaois, Laros Chachamasam, and they wanted to show how wise they were and how analytical and how sharp. Velonis Kavnulis Atsem Ulis Dabek Bigdushas Rochanus Atira. That wasn't the Kavanah, like we've been saying, that the very soul should be bound up with the source of the Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamshich HaShechinah Lamata La'aretz, and to draw the Shechinah down. No. Baze Asu Perud. They brought dissension. Shenistalka Shechina Mina Oretz, then the divine presence left the land, Ve'alasala Lemala, it left. Ve'aretz Nishara Begashmiyusah Belikidusha. The land was remained physical, just physical earth. Ve'zaya Gorim Churbanah Bavidasa. That's the source of its destruction. Ve'hu Amram, that's that pasuk. Me'ayish, who is the person who can tell us, Al Me'avadah Oretz, why was the land destroyed? Ve'hema Ozevu Estorasi Ve'lo Al Chuba. They forsook my Torah, they didn't walk in it. Dainu lo al-chuba lishma. They didn't walk in the Torah lishma. B'sha'a shibau liftoch b'esek ha-Torah ul'varich lefanav izboroach ul'hoidoes lo al-nesinas ha-Torah l'amo Yisrael. When they came to be involved in Torah, they neglected the bracha. They neglected the gratitude for the fact that the Torah was given to us. K'dei shiud v'kim b'kidusha sabish chen ha-seiz boroach. In order, again, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the intent one must have in that bracha on the Torah, etc. The gratitude for having been brought to Har Sinai. That's paraphrasing Chazal, that the Torah is, so to speak, Hashem's amusement with which he delights every day. They neglected those meanings. We explained already in the previous chapter. What our sugya calls to make the blessing, that they neglected to make the blessing before learning in Torah. We said that type of lishma hu leikuva. We said that's, it's indispensable. It's not like other types of lishma where we say mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. This is right at the outset. The same, the Bach seems to be saying, שצריך לפתוח בעסק התורה. One must begin involving the Torah בכוונה זה, with this intent. שנזכה להסעצם בקדושת התורה ולהוריד את השכינה. That it should have an effect on us, that we should bind our souls together with the giver of the Torah to bring the divine presence. ופשוט הוא שמי שאין לו השגה זה. It's obvious that somebody who doesn't have this concept in mind at all, it doesn't think about it, he's not interested in this. He's not going to reach it even if he learns with great diligence. With this kavana of learning with great diligence, that doesn't apply, this idea that, okay, start, and then shelo lishma will lead to lishma. Here it doesn't work. Ki mehechan tavolo hasaga zoi. He's not going to get this concept unless right at the outset he's going to approach it with this idea. The Bach then reveals to us, as we just read, the process of the destruction of the land, starting off with this idea of learning without the right motivation. It's not like it seems on the surface, a consequence for not making a bracha. No, the Amalach HaPnimiyu Zeh, the inner process, the deeper process is this. Ha'asaga ve'aratzon yis'achedim k'dushas ha'terayu b'v'im li'is'atzmus b'kdusha. That idea, that motivation to bind oneself to the Torah, everything we've said in this chapter, would have brought a great growth in k'dusha. V'ayu magi'im la'ashas ha'shchina lehem, the Shechina should have rested among them. U'vazeh yu mekadshim gam eretz yisrael b'kdushas ha'shchina. As we said, that would have had an effect on the very land itself. But when they approached the Torah without this motivation, without these ideas, bichlal, the individuals did not become the embodiment of a Sefer Torah. Ve'lo yishas ashchina lehem, the divine presence didn't rest upon them. Ve'lo niskat she'eretz yisrael be'ashras ashchina, the land wasn't sanctified. Nisrekna ha'aretz mikedush hasah, the land was emptied of its sanctity. Zeu chubana vavidasa, that already dictated that it should be destroyed. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Volozhin, Mechadesh Beruach Chaim Alavos Aleph Yud Gimel. So in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, is Mechadesh. Ki mitchila ha'echach lilmoid av shelo lishma. He says that it's imperative to learn shelo lishma. Not just mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. He says it has to be that a person begins with shelo lishma. Ki lo yuchal adam lalois b'mala elina me'asulam. A person cannot reach the topmost rung of a ladder unless he starts off with a bottom rung. One can't do that. If you're going to climb a tall ladder, you have to start at the bottom. But, he points out, the involvement in the way of Shelo Lishma should be with the idea that one day I will get to Lishma. When one puts one's foot on that bottom rung, one has to know, I'm doing it in order to be on the top rung. That must be there right at the beginning. V'uyan b'fachad Yitzchak b'inenei chag shavuos mamar vav. So that's Rav Yitzchak Kutner. Take a look there. Hamakshe alav yes kashan Rav Chaim Volozhin v'nishar b'tzichiyun. Doesn't resolve it satisfactorily. V'nir'ed ulai mikoro b'sugya didan. It seems that perhaps Rav Chaim's source is in this sugya. D'halishma shel birkas haTorah hu le'ikuva mitchilas halimud. That's the source of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That this particular lishma, in everything else, like we said, if it's a negia of kavoyed or negia of kesef or whatever it is, fine, mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. But this lishma of learning the Torah is li'ikuva right from the beginning. It's indispensable. V'rak ala negia mitoch kavod v'chadome nemar mitoch. Only there do we say mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. V'hinei, ad kama shadavarim voim, no matter how high these words are, ein manois leven Torah. La'seis es da'atoi al oimek rumzesh iskoi besuras elokin izborach. There's just no choice. A Ben Torah has to pay attention to these exalted ideas about involvement in the Torah. One can't avoid it. Adkan.